Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Rose Cast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. My name is Tim, and I am livid. AB, I am incensed.
You know,
steaming
I thought
mad.
You might be a little mad today, Rim.
Did you think that? Did you? Do you know me well enough to know when I'd be upset?
I thought you might be a little peeved by what happened.
This episode was an insult to Bachelor Nation. Do you agree?
I agree, Rim, but.
I love this but. It's a big but.
Bachelor apologist here, Rim, okay? Couple things to point out. I just want to point out. Listen, I don't want to get attacked by Bachelor Nation because of this take.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I fully agree with it. But I would like to point out two things, okay? If you will notice on like your DirecTV or your whatever your subscriber is, TV subscriber, this episode was coded 1505B. Last week's episode was coded 1505A. This was a two-part episode. I think there will be more. There will be one extra episode. There's usually 11 episodes per season. I think there will, or there might be 10.
No, you're right.
It's either
you're
10
right.
or 11. Yep. There's going to be one extra. We're going to have 12 or 11, whichever it is. We're going to have one extra episode, so we're not missing anything because of this episode. That's point one.
That
okay?
is an extremely That's, interesting point. It's not a. They didn't communicate it well enough.
Now,
but it's interesting.
Listen, I don't know for sure if we're going to be getting an extra episode. I'm just going off of my DirecTV. It looks like this was just a.
They pulled a fast one on us. However you look at it, they pulled the fast one.
Mm-hmm. So if we get an extra episode, that's something to point out. We aren't going to miss any episodes. Okay. Second thing, this was a nice little break in the middle of the season. As soon as they started with the clip show, it's like when you show up to class and it's like a
there's
it's
the teacher
a
show in a movie.
Teacher.
The teacher
it's
show
a substitute
in a movie. Yeah.
Teacher. Yeah, you're expecting a hard day at school, and then you show up and it's a sub, and you're like, okay, let me nap a little bit. Let me chill. This is gonna be the easiest day ever. That's how I felt. It's good to just regroup. A little load management, Rim.
Oh,
this
sure.
is that's all this is. Yep. We're just getting
NBA
geared
stuff.
Up for the playoffs.
Yep. Okay. When you started defending this, I go, here we go. This is going to be ridiculous. Those are two, I don't want to say great, but I do want to say those are two good points.
Those are good points. I mean,
now, they still pulled a fast one on us. That wasn't fair. They didn't, if I were expecting that, if Bachelor Nation was expecting that, we'd go into it understanding what's going on. Instead, it's pitchfork season in the streets of Bachelor Nation.
Listen, they pulled a fast one on us. They got us watching, and then it turned out to be something none of us wanted to watch.
What, you know what I found strange? That's a terrible lead-in for their big new show, Grand Hotel. They were hyping that show up, and then you have the second hour. This is just TV scheduling AB stuff, inside baseball stuff. Didn't make any
Grand
sense
Hotel
to have
got
that
screwed.
Lead-in. Grand Hotel got screwed.
Eva Longoria and her crew there really got shafted here by Bachelorette.
But AB, does that none of that changes my opinion of the last hour of the episode last night? I felt like I was wasting my time.
No.
I I haven't been up this upset at the show in a long time. But first, merch, AB, and I want to get this out of the way now. The merch is here. It's been long awaited. If you're interested in perusing several designs, including one from a listener, Angie, on our store, go to our show description link to our T Public store or social media or website posts. Go to that link. Don't go to T Public and search for it because they have, A, they have bad search functionality, and B, I think you need to use the affiliate link. That's what benefits us. There are several designs, t-shirts, tanks, mugs, totes, stickers, all sorts of stuff.
You're coming with everything.
You
right,
got almost anything your heart could desire, except for pocket tees, which I'm still going to get on them about. But it all the way it works is it's prints on demand. So when you order it, they make it. Check it out.
Incredible.
We're not going to hit you over the head with it. We're excited about it. It's pretty slick. There's more in there than you might think, folks. That's all I'll
That's
say.
Big, big, big news.
Big news. Now, in this episode, recap. Back to business. In this episode, I'm going to give a preview of the episode. Here's what we're going to talk about, AB, on the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. We're going to talk about Luke. Then after that, we're going to talk about people talking about Luke.
Okay.
And then after that, they did this whole thing where now we have to talk about people talking about people talking about Luke.
Okay, I'm following you still.
Yep, and then we'll go to the mailbag, which includes, believe it or not, people talking about Luke also. And then the power rankings, which, spoiler alert, mine now include Luke. I can't believe I'm saying it, but now mine include Luke. And we might do a segment where I talk about the coming up the rest of the season preview, and you take your headphones out, because there has never been a more spoiler-riddled preview than what they aired last night. It was outrageous.
And I'm glad you texted me. I was like halfway through the episode because I watch it on delay, probably like an hour late usually.
Yeah.
I start it an hour after the episode starts. So I was about halfway through, almost to the, not quite to the clip show yet. And you texted me,
firm,
be careful.
Firm. A, do not watch. No
there's
ambiguity.
There's a landmine out there. Yeah. Do not watch it. No. Do not. So I didn't. I don't know what you're going to say.
And
I'm not going to listen to that part.
I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. But I will say that this preview ruined it.
I'll say that.
I still am going to watch, but I know everything that's going to happen because of this preview. Okay.
That's a damn shame. Another point number three of why this episode I'm okay with. We're back on track.
That's true. That's
okay?
true.
We are. They did this to get us back on track. That's point number three. Another great point.
It's a weak point. It's your weakest point, which is why you save it to third, but it's a point nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
As a reminder, last week's episode ended with Hannah telling Luke, I can't give you this rose. And Luke P. looked confused. This week we open up at the house with the boys discussing all the possible outcomes from Luke's date. He could come back with a rose. He could not come back at all, in which case we would party. Long story short, they hope he doesn't return. One outcome that was not discussed was Luke coming back without a rose. Which,
unprecedented, Rim.
Spoiler alert, is what happened. Now let's talk about how we got there.
We pick up, Hannah says she cannot give him the rose. The first thing Luke says is, I'm very confused right now. Luke, she's been incredibly clear this entire time. You aren't providing her what she needs. Now it's time to leave, okay? She's not giving you the rose. He then asks, does this mean I have to, like, go? And she's like, yeah. Hell yeah, you gotta go.
He did not understand.
He didn't get it.
That if you don't get a rose on a one-on-one date, Luke was like me after watching the first episode of The Bachelor that I've ever seen. So if you don't get a rose on the one-on-one date, you automatically go home. He apparently did not know that, which is why when he said, I didn't think this could ever happen to me, was reasonable, because he literally did not know it was possible that he could be sent home. He didn't know that was a possible outcome.
To be fair, I mean, 90%, maybe 95% of dates, one-on-one dates, result in a rose. So, to be fair, he's very dumb, but I guess maybe he just didn't know people went home like this.
So, as Hannah is explaining to Luke why she can't give him the rose, she says, you know, there's just no path to what I want in a partner type of thing. Luke, his response was to say loudly, I take full ownership.
Yeah, what was
Let's
that about?
Let's move on. I got two things here.
Let's move on. You're moving out of the house for good.
She's moving on. For sure. Two things. One, taking full ownership doesn't just mean you say I'm taking full ownership and then that thing is done.
And you're good.
Like, you know what I mean? Like if you kill
good.
Somebody, you don't go, I'm taking full ownership. Now let's just forget it ever happened. That's not what that means. Okay. You should learn from your actions. Learn from the
of
events.
Of course you should take full ownership of your actions also. Who else would take ownership of what you've done?
You know what? Fine. I'll take ownership. Oh, congrats.
What are you talking
Thank
about?
You. Two. This reminded me of when Michael Scott declared bankruptcy by just yelling it in a crowded room. He just said it really loud, and he's like, oh, finally, that's it. Now that's taken care of. I declared
Weight
bankruptcy.
Off my shoulders.
Yeah, exactly. Giving a rose to you tonight doesn't make sense, Hannah said. And I thought, okay, good. She waffled, and now she's firm.
When I first watched this, you know, I really thought, oh, damn, Luke is going home. Like, it's over. I really thought that.
I thought that, too. But like I said last week, I told you and I told myself, Luke's in previews that we haven't seen yet. But I still tricked myself into thinking he was going home.
Yeah, I forgot all that. In the moment, got caught up in the moment there, and I thought he was going home. Especially when he asked her, does that mean I go home tonight? And she says, yes, and I want you to respect that.
Yes.
That is when I'm like, okay,
final answer,
down.
Yes.
This guy's gone.
Final answer, that's it. You're going home. Please respect that. Be an adult about this. So Luke walks.
Be an adult.
Yes. Luke walks toward the escort vehicle and apparently past it, AB.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down a dark road. And then suddenly Luke turns around, and AB, if there's one thing Bachelor Nation loves, it's a contestant, especially a man, returning after being sent home, demanding a relationship. We just love those storylines. I'm glad this one's here. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Luke says he needs to fight for her.
The old Bachelorette catchphrase.
No,
reliable.
Luke.
She could not have been more. Now, granted, her journey to sending him home, the words leading up to it were one side or the other. But in the end, she could not have been more clear about her desire. I don't want you here anymore. I'm not going to marry you. You're just annoying me.
And Luke just can't get it. It's all about what he wants. I want her for the rest of my life. It just all makes me cringe, Rim, because it's stalker, and he's being manipulating of her, and he knows she had strong feelings. She's told you by now she doesn't want you.
Yes.
But he's going to force his way back into the situation, and that's exactly what he does.
Of course, this all comes with the, you don't know whether he was basically prodded to do this or not, but he did.
Sure.
Credit where credit is due. AB frozen in his tracks. When he comes back and talks to Hannah, this was the closest Luke came to a legitimate apology probably in his life, and at least understanding what transpired. Now, I imagine most people checked out at this point. Most people don't watch the show twice.
You bought the whole I didn't buy it. For you.
No,
bullshit.
No.
Is that
no,
what you
I did not okay. buy that. I did not
Good.
Buy that. He said, this is my fault. He said, it's not like I didn't hear you or listen to you. I just didn't know what to do because I didn't know what emotions I was having. Now, that's an issue unto itself. But at least he, for a moment, a fleeting, brief moment, he recognized maybe some of the reasons why he was being sent home. Because even while she was explaining to him, it did not get through. Okay.
Yeah, but apologies. You're a show me state guy. Everyone knows that about Rim.
So it's the closest.
You
closest
need to show
he came.
Me.
Closest he came. Yes.
The words that are coming out of your mouth do not match what's happening.
Hey, it was a little devil's advocate. Fleeting moment. Now he then claims that he felt like crying and screaming during their date, which I don't believe for a second. He had the same look on his face the whole time. It did not look like a guy who's holding back tears. So I'll put it that way. Then my notes here say he ruins that minute amount of goodwill he built up by doing that silly speech
about moving mountains and
he
yelling.
He says, can I move back a couple steps? I just want to scream.
Oh, my God.
But then he doesn't scream.
No, he doesn't scream.
I feel
scream.
Like he should have screamed. I feel like he should have screamed there.
I mean, that would have been the cherry on top of this terrible situation. The speech was... The term cringeworthy is really overused at this point. But this, I was like, I had to legitimately shield my eyes and ears from watching this. He thought he was killing it, too. He's like, this speech is what's going to get me here. Yeah. Mountains. You hear that? I'm loud.
It was so insincere. It's just impossible to... to think that someone would believe in this. And I think Hannah might have enjoyed it based on, I don't know.
Here's why Hannah, I think she this? Did. I don't know if bought it's the right term, but here's what I think she did, which I wish she did not do. She encouraged Luke every time he'd show a little crack of like being a real person with
But it was
emotions.
A fake crack.
It was a fake crack. But every time he said like, I felt like screaming, she said, well, do that. You know what I mean? She encouraged him to say how he feels, to be real, as they say. Mm-hmm. I think that because she did that, that set a real low bar. Hey, just say how you feel. Then he can just parrot some things. It goes back to him being able to say what he thinks she wants to hear. And then he does that. And then she's like, oh, I guess he did start opening up. Because the bar, she set the bar so low for him. Like, just say an emotion. And then he says, mad. And she's like, thank you for opening up.
So it's bad.
Yeah, it was bad. And then he tops it off with, I genuinely want to marry you.
Come on.
She just sent you home. She just, I mean, what? This wasn't a Peter Rachel breakup. This was like, I've had it with you. Get away from me. We're done. So they go back to the house. Back to the house is what we say. Back to the house. Back at the house. I have to redo that because there's a shirt that says back at the house. I can't get the phrase wrong. Back at the house. Did you think Luke P was coming back when they cut away? You did. Okay.
Yep. Right when they showed him not going to the car, that's when I knew he's coming back to talk to her. And I didn't know if he was going to get a rose or if he wasn't. Yeah. It didn't really matter. I knew he was staying for at least another night.
Well, I think we predicted too that he would not go home, but not get a rose for the date and then get a rose at the rose ceremony. The boys are, would you say dumbfounded is an appropriate term when Luke walks through the door?
Stunned, Rim.
Anything on this interaction with the boys? Luke gives him a quick update. Hey, by the way, it was as bad as you expected. Could not have gone worse.
I love when it's just Luke and the guys and he's explaining to them what's going on and he's talking to 10 guys who hate his guts.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, yeah, you guys were right. She said it was one of the worst dates she's ever had. But good news.
She can't talk. She hates talking to me.
Good news. She said I could stay and compete with you guys for the next rose ceremony.
So, may the best man win. He stopped just short of giving a toast. They're just sitting there in their pajamas like, God, I can't believe he's back. He walks in and immediately is like, well, boys, here's the update. It's like, they don't care. They're so mad that you're here. They don't care about what happened.
They don't care. He just can never read the room with these guys.
No, he can't read the room. He can never read any room, frankly, with Hannah or the guys or anybody.
No. Mike with a pretty funny line. Obviously, she likes you. It just makes my blood boil.
Yeah. It makes our blood boil,
obviously,
too.
She likes him. And that's kind of Bachelor Nation. Like, we all know that she likes him, but it's infuriating that she does.
Quick aside. This happens every season, basically. Okay, there's a villain in the house, sure, but... there's usually someone that the lead takes a liking to that Bachelor Nation and the other people in the house that nobody likes. Okay.
I don't think it's ever been quite this bad. Like, I think Brian Abasalo, we didn't like him, but I don't think he ever did
stuff.
But we were
comparing him directly to Peter. No, he did not do any of this
stuff. He didn't ever do anything like this. Like, this guy was, he got the first impression, Rose. He was a front runner. Like, we thought for sure he was going to have to win and he'd have to do something to mess it up. Now, he has done something to mess it up and the feelings are still there. I don't know that we've ever seen this before where the person that she, I think in her mind, had chosen as the winner
right away.
Fucks up this bad where she's battling with if she can send him home or if she should go with her gut feeling that to start that the season.
Not on a season that I've watched. What I mean to say is when this happens, it's good short term for entertainment value and you need the conflict and all that. But in the end, it ends up damaging the lead's reputation.
Yeah.
Almost every time, because
absolutely
a person that we like, Hannah, who I think is probably a mostly popular bachelorette and has probably gained a lot of respect in her first few episodes compared to her time on Colton's season, is now we see her, you know, giving this guy that no one likes a bunch of second chances. And we're all every time this happens, we lose respect for the lead and we get frustrated with why they're pursuing this relationship with someone that we see as viewers is probably not what we think would be the best because that's how it's presented to us. So I think Luke's going to stick around for a while. And we're talking episode 9, 10, 11. Like Hannah's on the edge of like being a popular or, you know, non-popular bachelorette because of this. So it's a tough spot to put the lead in every time.
Great point.
Anyway, one final point from this situation. Garrett says, I hope you didn't bring up anybody else on your date. I hope you didn't bring up any words matter.
Words.
Anybody else on your date. And Luke says, I didn't. Okay. So take that for what it's worth. Here's a couple of phrases from Hannah. She says, not giving him a rose, but not sending him home was the right thing for my heart. Which is fine. I mean, as a viewer, I don't enjoy Luke on my screen. I would have preferred you didn't do that, but you do you. It's your choice. And Hannah, little thing here, she mentions that if Luke shows basically any genuine emotion once a day,
it's on.
He'll get roses in perpetuity. He is entitled to roses for life as long as he says a different emotion.
I just don't understand what exactly changed her mind from wanting to send him home to him getting this rose. I don't get what happened.
Well, him getting the rose at the cocktail party. From wanting to sending him home to not sending him home, basically.
He didn't do anything.
No. I mean, like I said, it was a low bar. He barely earned it. I don't understand either. There's nothing I can point to that's like, oh, well, this redeeming quality will.
He just bullied his way back onto the show like he's been doing the whole time.
He did. And can I say this about Luke? I might have mentioned it before, but we're going to trash him a lot this episode. I think he's a young kid. He's done a bunch of bad things that adults shouldn't do. I believe that Luke is probably watching this on television right now and seeing himself in a light light he never saw before and can weirdly become a better person by going on The Bachelorette. I mean, because some of these twisties and the lies and the reading, even something like reading the room, it's also obvious that hopefully, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't communicate that well.
He's a young guy.
Yes. 23, 24, whatever he is. It's possible.
Yeah. Luke apologists here.
Luke. I mean, I'm just again, I want to be very clear. I hate when he's on screen and I hate that he's still there. And if I were power ranking dudes I'd want to have a beer with, he'd be lowest on the list behind Cam. Okay. Of all the people who are on the show. I just want to be clear about that. But I do think it's possible that this is not a complete loss for him. I don't want to be, I might cut that out. I don't want anyone to think I'm a Luke apologist, AB. All right, getting ready for the cocktail party, AB. Hannah rolls up. Did you watch The Royal Wedding? Because I think this was the same vehicle that Meghan Markle came in.
I wrote that she shows up to the castle in a car only queens would have.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen anyone else.
Yep. Cocktail party. What'd you think of Hannah's outfit, AB? I'll phrase it like that. The boys were hooting and hollering.
The boys were going nuts. Okay. Mike in particular was going bananas for this thing. I mean, it was fine. I didn't think it stood out in terms of her dresses.
The dress or the dress, the 5.5 foot. I'm not talking about the dress. I'm talking about the the 5.5 foot long overcoat when she walked in. Did you see? That's what I'm talking about. It looked like
I saw it.
That's it looked like Cruella De Vil when her mink is at the cleaners. Like, this is my backup thing. It looked like a cartoon villain outfit. I've never seen anything like it before. Far be it for me to say if it was in style or not, but she rolled in and it was like she's got the puppies in the cage. You know what I mean? That's what it reminded me of. All right. Hannah says her eyes are open now, AB. I see things now. I'm enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
Drops a little Bible verse on the fellas. Don't focus on the seen, but on the unseen.
Wow.
Very cryptic almost. That could mean a lot of things with this group. What do you got on this portion of the pre-conflict portion of the cocktail party? Can you tell I'm talking slower? I'm trying to stretch out our content so we get to our normal episode length.
Our listeners are expecting a certain episode length. And when you only have an hour of material to work off of and trying to put out like an hour long or more episode recap,
it's a lot of asides. You got to wedge in a lot of asides.
It's hard to do, folks.
Okay, go ahead.
Garrett grabs her first. I thought they were sharing a good moment, genuine moment. He was getting into real situations. I saw some chemistry there. Then for God knows what reason, he brings up Luke. Any explanation for that?
No, but here's some context. Hannah basically says to the group, I want to know things that are hard to share for you. What makes you you, your fears, your hurts, etc. An earnest plea. She really wants to get to know you guys. The days of pickup lines are done.
And she wants to share it too. I think she says she wants to get comfortable sharing her uncomfortable secrets.
This should have been a turning point in terms of the style of the conversations these people are having. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then Garrett and Hannah are talking and you think, oh, they're going down that road.
Yeah, hell yeah, Garrett.
It turns out they spent most of their time talking about having deep conversation rather than actually having it. Because like you said, AB, Garrett brought up Luke.
For no reason. Why did he do this? He's like, listen, I don't want to bring this up. Anytime you have to say, I don't want to bring this up, you probably just shouldn't bring it up. I don't want to bring this up, but Luke told us that he wasn't going to bring any of us up on his date. Is that true? And Hannah's like, no, he brought up a couple people. Important note here, Rim. She says, I asked him specifically, and he was just answering my questions.
Yes.
Okay, that's a big time detail that needs to be noted.
Yes, agree. I don't remember seeing these conversations that they're talking about.
I don't think they aired them.
Well, no, because they just aired the talking in circles last episode.
Yeah.
But that seems reasonable from Hannah, does it not, to ask Luke, hey, why does so-and-so hate you? Why does so-and-so treat you like this? And Luke says, like, Luke's probably going to have to respond using the people's names, okay?
He's going to have to talk about him. What, are you just not going to answer?
Exactly. Now, Luke probably should have prefaced when he was asked about this by Gary, probably should have said, we did talk about you. I didn't bring you up. She asked me about it. If Luke were good at reading the room, quick on his feet, like, knew how to handle these situations, that's what he would have said, but he didn't say that. So Garrett says, thanks for telling me that, because Garrett is apparently here to get to the bottom of this rather than to pursue Hannah.
Thank you very much. Let me go tell the boys.
Got all I need here, ma'am. Like the sheriff in Deadwood. Like, that'll be all, ma'am. Another Deadwood reference for the boys. They kiss. Awkward kiss. Probably the worst kiss of the season. And Garrett's got to go back and deliver the news to the fellas. Now, before we get into this, I want to say, here's what I wrote down before he brought up Luke. Garrett is a mature, respectful adult who seems to have his shit together. These things can still be true, but this is what I wrote down. Who seems to have his shit together. He's from Birmingham, still lives in the Birmingham area. He's an assistant pro, presumably, at a very prestigious golf club in Alabama. Okay? He's kind of a jerk to Luke, but it's in a way that I appreciate. It's like a firm thumb from an older brother. Like, hey, don't screw this up for the rest of us. Like, you know what I mean? He's not out of line when he talks to Luke a lot of times. So that's why I wrote down before he brought up to Luke. And the wheels came off, AP. What do you got on Garrett bringing the news.
Guess what this dude Luke said about you boys? Hey, just guess what? You guys won't believe what Luke just said to Hannah on his date. You won't believe it.
Extra, extra. Luke lied.
The boys are about to go in. The boys are all huddled up. Everyone's about to take their turns.
Literally huddled up, yeah.
Going at Luke.
Do you think Garrett spun what Hannah said a little bit, though?
Yeah, I do. She said to Garrett, I asked Luke these questions, and he answered them. That's how you need to relay the information to the boys. It wasn't just... The rest of the guys took what Garrett said as Luke was bringing our names up to negatively impact us. That is how they took what Garrett said, and that isn't actually what happened. And I don't want to be a Luke apologist
no,
here, but
that, but he made
that
it seem worse than it probably was. He made Luke seem way worse than he was.
And Garrett, you didn't even figure out exactly what Luke said. Like, just because they're mentioning other people doesn't mean... Now, to be fair, Luke did say he didn't talk about... He didn't... Words,
and the people involved are misusing the words, clear. And they're not thinking straight.
It could have been more clear on Luke's part.
Everybody involved could have been a little more clear. Luke defends himself. Luke probably has a leg to stand on this accusation. He can probably refute, but he's not sharp enough to do that clearly.
He's not.
And the way he approaches these conflicts is... they're not having it. Now you can put some blame on Garrett, who says nobody believes you, which is a tough way to resolve a situation.
where do you go from someone screaming in your face and no one believes you? Where do you go from there?
It's a lose-lose. To me, everyone is so bent out of shape about Luke saying anyone else's name. But Garrett just brought up Luke's name to Hannah, number one. And two, last week, he double-crossed Luke S. Luke P. did that to Luke S., and that doesn't seem to be happening here. And these guys are all convinced it is. They're all concerned that Luke's, making complete things completely up and, tattling on them to Hannah, but that's not what's happening. He's basically done nothing wrong in that regard since the Luke S. situation. Is that wrong?
No, I agree. Okay. I agree. And we're going to come off as Luke guys here, but...
We're not.
They're going over the top. These guys are going over the top, and they're ruining, and even Hannah said it later, you guys are also to blame for ruining this night and multiple other nights. Like, why is this such a big deal to you, Garrett?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything really negative about you. Why are you guys still talking
about
Luke S?
He didn't say anything about Garrett. Yeah.
He lied about Luke S and screwed him over.
Yes.
But that's over. You need to move on and think about your relationship with Hannah, all of you. Now, I think some of the guys have already kind of moved past it. Like, if you'll notice,
most of the guys
didn't say anything. Pete didn't say anything. There were a bunch of other guys. Most of the front runners weren't talking. It was Garrett and a couple guys I don't know.
Completely misguided. The problem is Garrett has kind of established himself as the spokesperson, so it seemed he was speaking on behalf of everyone who's not Luke, but I think most people wanted to stay out of it. Mm-hmm. Just a total waste of time and energy to get that bent out of shape about whether... It doesn't... Number one, who cares? But number two, when Hannah comes in, I think one of the most important things that Hannah said, she was very upset, but for the other guys, she basically said, listen, I know Luke... is a bullshitter.
Yeah.
You don't need, stop where I can kind of see through it. You have to trust me to see through it. Don't worry about what he's saying anymore, because I know he's not telling the truth all the time.
So the boys are arguing loudly, and then Hannah walks in, and she starts saying this stuff that you just mentioned. She's talking about how I asked Luke, but it's really none of your guys' business is how I took it. I'm a grown-ass woman. Let me figure this out for myself. I don't need you guys to protect me from Luke. I have my own red flags going on right now in my head.
Yeah.
Okay?
Somehow Devin came off poorly in this.
Yeah, I don't know where he came from. I don't know. I didn't know who he was, and he came off
really bad. I like Devin.
Really
he's not a nice guy. He came off tough because she trapped him, to be fair.
She trapped him.
She goes, hey, ask me any question you want. And he's like, and then Luke goes, listen, Devin, shut your mouth and know your role.
Luke, Devin really is the one who got caught up by Hannah, and he had nothing to say. No. He shouldn't have said anything to begin with. When Hannah asked that question, like, just ask me if you have any questions. Devin shouldn't have been the one to speak up.
Well, Hannah explained to him, here's why he brought the names up, and here's the context. And that's then he's like, oh, that really makes sense. And then Devin's like, that makes still a total sense. No, I get it. But unfortunately for Devin, that's like exactly what Luke just told the whole group. So maybe just believe, I don't know. It's tough to believe everything Luke says, as we know. But anyway, Hannah says, I'm not trying to defend Luke in any way. Quote, I'm aware of some of the shit he's done. I'm aware that y'all don't like him. To me, if I'm one of those other guys, that's the reassurance I need to know that, okay, I no longer need to worry about what Hannah thinks about what Luke's saying if it involves me.
Yeah.
Anything else on this portion?
Hannah is almost having to defend Luke, and it's kind of like we talked about last episode. When you see someone getting teamed up on 10-1 or whatever, even if that person's in the wrong, if what they did wasn't that bad, it's just, it makes you feel bad for them. And she came almost to Luke's defense here.
Almost. They had a big caveat. Like, listen, I know he's lied several times. I'm aware of that. It was just, it's one of those situations that no one really came. The only people who came off good were the people who weren't saying anything.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It gets worse, Rim. So she tells them, like, I'm done with the fighting and let's continue this night. But what, you guys are ruining this.
Stop.
And then she leaves.
Yeah.
And they literally continue to do the exact same thing she left the room for. They continue arguing the same points.
Garrett has a reputation to protect. He's standing firm. Luke is impossible to reason with. Mm-hmm. I mean that literally. He is impossible to reason with. It is not going anywhere. These two are not talking about anything. At this point, you just got to agree to not interact with one another, at least for that night, because you're going to lose this night if you don't stop.
Can you guys at least just shut the hell up for like 5 minutes? Let her continue on with the night. She can still hear you arguing. Like, what are these guys thinking?
The Bachelorette is crying in a separate room because of you knuckleheads who can't stop yapping. She just told you to stop yapping and you instantly just start yapping again. So Hannah slugs some champagne and heads back down, and she is really upset. AB, this is like when your mom says, hey, stop playing video games and go to bed. That's number one. That's firm. Anger.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Anger.
And you keep playing. I'm pointing at you. You keep playing. And she comes back in and she gets really mad. She said, I told your ass to turn off the video games. Coosh, yanks the thing out of the wall. That's it. I am livid with you. I told you not to do this and you're still doing it. Anything else on this? I got more notes, but.
Great analogy.
Here's a great line she had for Luke, which might be the episode title. You ready? Luke, you need to stop. I'm going to say it at the speed she said it.
Okay.
Luke, you need to stop making excuses. And we've talked about that because I'm frustrated. And if I'm frustrated that I know the whole house is, just own up to the things you have flaws about and try to fix those. Okay.
Period.
Obviously, in one ear, out the other for Luke. Not really comprehending that information.
He's not listening. He's trying to think of what he should say next.
And it says, stop pointing fingers. Focus on yourself. This is the you guys barely know me moment of the season that we've seen in the previews.
Iconic moment.
Yeah. What'd you make of this, AP?
It was powerful, Rim. And this was a season-shaping moment. This is it. She's tired of this bullshit. Either shape up or ship out, Rim, as they say. Okay?
Hopefully it's a turning point.
All of you. And it's all of you.
Yeah. She doesn't really mean that.
She doesn't
though.
Mean
it's not
it.
Tyler.
She doesn't
it's
mean
not
it.
Peter. Yeah.
One of the funny things of this whole scene was you could tell some people were trying to distance themselves from everything. Like Tyler and Connor were damn near out of the room by the end of it. You could see them in the background. They're all just trying to. The smart ones are trying to avoid eye contact.
Yep.
You don't want to make eye contact and get associated with this nonsense. You just want to be a fly on the wall.
It's like when you're messing around at a school assembly And you know, the speaker gets mad, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna have to slide behind this desk here. Yeah, no
the
one's
teacher's
gonna
like,
see
hey,
it.
Hey, ah, you
wasn't
kids,
me. Wasn't me. Yeah, you I didn't do that. Nothing to do with this.
You slide down in your yep. chair and don't make eye contact.
Hopefully, it's a turning point, AB. I really hope it's a turning point. I don't expect it to be. I know better, but I would really like to move on. If Luke P is going to stick around, I would like Luke P not to be at the center of every conflict because.
Agreed.
There's just no, not only is there no reasoning with him if you're one of the guys or Hannah, there's no reasoning with him if you're a viewer. The behavior is not going to be any different as long as he's on the show. So I would prefer conflicts to arise elsewhere. Garrett apologizes, says, this was petty. This is beneath me. I'm a grown adult. I don't need to be
grown
doing
man
this.
Apology.
Grown man apology. Do you want to talk about owning up to it? Learned from it. Wants to change his behavior, and he's going to apologize to the person he inflicted harm upon, which is Hannah. Luke, on the other hand,
one of the great villain moves I've ever seen in the history of this show.
What did he say, AB?
He gets a heartfelt apology from Garrett. Now, I mean. If you're being a Luke guy, you'd say, you know, 75% Luke's fault, right? Even if you're a Luke guy.
Oh, yeah. That's
maybe
the max.
90%. Like,
yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
It's
that's
not even
closer.
Close to 50-50 Garrett's fault. Garrett is not even at fault. He probably shouldn't even apologized. Luke comes with, I appreciate your apology. He basically is like, I appreciate your apology. You have been an asshole. You've been ruining this whole night for all of us. And I think we should all just stay in our lanes, especially you, Garrett.
Not just ruined this night, but ruined my one-on-one date yesterday. Because of
I
you.
Appreciate your apology. He had the perfect moment to apologize for what he's done as well. And he went the complete opposite way. And I loved him for it.
Yeah, it was an insane response to that apology.
So insane.
And in Luke's head, not a psychologist, don't claim to be. I got a feeling that Luke probably thought he apologized when he said those things. He was like, you know what? I appreciate that. I really do. Luke sounded like he felt like he was taking the high road somehow.
Yeah. Yep.
Crazy.
Thanking someone for their apology in an obvious situation where you should apologize is just, it's next level villain.
Hannah just got done dressing you down in front of everyone.
You specifically.
Yes. You're the only person she called out by name. Everyone else was just like, all y'all are being tough. But Luke here is doing A, B, C, and D, and I wish you'd stop Luke. And he doesn't apologize. Crazy.
Incredible.
Now, it sucks that it came to this AB, but... We've been not Luke apologists. I don't want a single message or tweet or anything that says we like Luke because we don't.
We don't.
Just got to see things. Be fair. Put yourself in the other guy's shoes. If you want to be the other guy's apologist right now, Luke came back from this one-on-one after he body slammed Luke S, after he got caught in several lies. He came back from one-on-one, not with a rose. But he came back from one-on-one on which Hannah said, that's the worst one-on-one in the history of the show. I talked to AB, who's seen all the episodes. That's the worst one-on-one of all time, Hannah said. So it sucks that it came to this. But like I said, to see her acknowledge that he has big flaws, at least now they know that she sees some of those things. And they can hopefully.
Move on.
Move past
all
it.
All of you.
Move past it. Gee, many Christmas. Speaking about moving on. Chris Harrison, quote, comforts Hannah because she's all out of sorts. When she's upstairs, Chris comes up and gives her a solid hug. What do you make of their discussion, AB?
He seemed a little annoyed and not fully engaged in the conversation. He's kind of like leaned up against the wall, looking out the window at one point. I saw him. He just wasn't fully engaged.
Do you think he had any, it seemed to me like he had no clue about Luke or any of the conflict or anything like that. He just did not seem up to date on the situation. And the words he said made that clear.
I'd agree with that. He did not seem to know what was going on. He also didn't seem concerned in the slightest that she was actually going to leave.
No. And that's
not
important
at all.
Too. Not, that's important
too. He was not worried in the least bit. That Hannah was serious about, like, not finding the one here. The show was going to continue. He's just basically there to be, he's not listening, so I don't want to say a good listener. He's just there to be the person she's talking at.
Left a lot to be desired, that moment, yeah. In my opinion. Left a lot to be desired.
I expected more. Like you said, he started out with a real firm, good hug, but then the listening left a lot to be desired there, Rem.
Let's take a quick break, AB. If there's a commercial, enjoy it. Listen to it. Soak it in. If there's not an ad read, pretend there was.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, AB, let's go to the rose ceremony. Hannah doesn't say anything about the dour tone of the day. The last time she saw these guys, she was yelling at them for being immature idiots.
This was all business, Rim. And she's still obviously very mad.
Yes,
at
all these guys. As she should be. A couple quotes to the camera before the roses are handed out. Luke says, "This is 100% Garrett's fault," which made me burst out laughing.
So funny.
"This is 100% Garrett's fault. 100%. You said it's 100. Probably 75 at best, probably 90 Luke's fault. Luke's definitely fault. Not. You said definitely not 50-50. Luke no. says it's 100% Garrett's fault. Okay, this is when I realized Garrett should not have apologized.
He shouldn't
have apologized. It was a waste of an apology. If this is how it's going to be used by Luke, because now Luke says, "Oh, you apologize? That means this is all your fault." Garrett's the scapegoat for all of Luke's issues now. He can blame it all on Garrett.
I also think Garrett didn't mean the apology to Luke. He meant it towards the group. All the other good guys, I feel like he was apologizing to them more so. Now, Luke took it as he's apologizing directly to me.
Yes, agreed. He said, "Listen, I basically ruined this night." Because when he brought it up, when he brought Luke's name up with Hannah,
that was the spark
Absolutely. That set the chain of events for the whole night and ruined the whole night. Already have roses. Jed got one from the group date. Mike got one from the one-on-one. Luke does not have one from his one-on-one, and yet he is still here. Here's the order of roses for the fifth ceremony of the season. Connor, Tyler C, Dustin. What do you make of Dustin hanging
around? He's still hanging around.
You're talking about hanging around.
I don't know what to say about this guy.
You want to talk about it? I'm guessing Dustin hasn't talked about any of that stuff with Hannah, and that's what keeps him around. Just a good friend to have.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, Dylan, Garrett. Luke P gets the final rose of the night. Shocker, who could have seen that coming? Here are the guys who didn't get roses. Kevin, who, by the way, will be in paradise. Devin, who probably would have got a rose if he didn't really schlub himself all over the place during that conversation.
Yep, he blew it.
And Grant, who I will miss dearly. People like
the
John Paul
guy.
Jones. I like Grant. He's younger than us. Okay.
The old guy.
He did look like an uncle. He looked like somebody's uncle. As soon as those three leave, Hannah says, "All right, I'm so mad." This is when she turns back into mom, who's just had it up to here with you boys. That's when she lets loose and says, "Listen, no more of this. We're done. Anything else on the rose ceremony, AP?"
Nope. You got it.
Let's go to Riga, Latvia. Chris Stapps. Chris Harrison has a little brunch
steps. That's all
with
you said.
Hannah. I think I started a funny joke there, and I was like, "I'll get back to this later." Didn't finish it.
Chris Stapps.
Chris Stapps, comma. Chris Harrison eating brunch with Hannah. Little debrief in Scotland, AB. Part of me thinks they realized Chrissy kind of botched that counseling at the cocktail party.
Yeah,
let's have a long discussion here.
Let's give him another shot. Maybe he thought it. Like, guys, I was really drunk on mimosas. I couldn't. Let me get another shot at this.
No, they like it. They like it a lot, Hannah. That's why they're going crazy down there. What do you make of this conversation, AB? There are some revealing things here that we should note.
What were they? I didn't hear them.
Did you hear anything from this conversation?
Yeah, I didn't take good notes here, folks.
The note-taking dips dramatically from here for the rest of the episode. Be aware of that, listeners. Hannah says she doesn't feel like these men are ready to know exactly who she is yet. This is an important conversation, AB, because they use it as the premise for the last 45 minutes of the episode, which was a farce, okay?
Yeah.
The point of this segment, it seemed to me, was to position Hannah as a lead who doesn't know if she can continue. She's not sure if this is right for her. Will the show be on after this? Who knows? Will we keep going? That's what the point of the segment was. No matter what Hannah said there, that's how it was framed, so they could do the serious interview clip show afterwards. Hannah said the closest she came was, I don't know how this works for people. And Chris was like, oh, instead of Chris saying, oh, confidence, it will work. Don't worry. It'll work a lot. This will be great for you. You're doing great. You can get to know these guys. There's still time. Instead of him saying that, he goes, oh, you think it'll work? You don't think it'll work, do you? Yeah. It's like, dude, you're the one who's seen this work. You're the only person who can vouch for this here. He's like, oh,
you're scared.
You're scared it's not going to work? Is that what you said? Back at the mansion, AB.
Unreal. Well, they cut to commercial after a really short talking with Chris and Hannah, and we're in clip show hell rim, okay?
Yeah. It's
we're in hell.
This was not what I wanted to see. I'll put it that way. Back at the mansion. Back at the mansion. Do you understand that? Chris Harrison is in the driveway lying to our faces. He said, as we all just found out, Hannah doesn't know if she's ready to fall in love with any of the remaining.
We didn't find that out, Chris.
The lie detector test, AB, determined that was a lie. That's false. That's not what she said. Then he says, I'm not done. The lies continue from here, okay? He says, it wasn't clear to me if she wanted to continue at all. What are you talking about, Chris Harrison?
She showed a little casual hesitation at brunch.
Nothing
and you act like she wants to shut the show. She flew to, where are they at?
Latvia. Across the Baltic Sea from Scotland.
She flew to Latvia. You think she's going to quit right now, Chris, at this breakfast? No.
Well, it's possible, but that's not what she indicated. I'll put it that way.
That's not what she's doing.
Here's what Chris said that threw me for a scary loop. I got scared. I think I was filling up water or something like that. And then he said this, and my eyes jolted at the screen. I said, what did he just say? He said, it's important to address these serious questions about the future of the show.
Wow.
Before Hannah's journey can continue. The future of
the
show.
Those are strong words.
There's an implication there that I don't like, personally.
Do you buy anything into it?
You know, here's the theory I have that I only came up with on the second watch. Common criticism of the show is that this is an absurd way to find a partner. And the success rate would indicate that, and obviously logic would indicate that it is. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So that's a common criticism. So now that there's a glimmer of hesitation from the lead, the show pulls back and says, hey, this is serious. We want people to know we're not going to force any relationships here. We're not going to make the lead do anything they don't want to do.
Okay.
We nurture relationships here on The Bachelorette with care and thoughtfulness. That's what they want us to think. But the premise is insulting because Hannah was not unsure about continuing. She obviously has serious feelings for several of the remaining men, Luke included.
She's just fed up.
She just did it. Basically, she didn't like that Garrett and Luke had a little quarrel. And they used that as a launching pad for, does she want to continue? Let's talk about it for an hour. That's insulting to me because no one thought that. No one thought that.
I agree.
Anyway, do you want to talk about the logistics of this interview?
No.
Why are they back in Los Angeles? When is it?
Who knows? When was this recorded? Latvia?
When was it recorded? Why was it recorded? I don't understand this. What are your theories, AB?
My theory is this was recorded after the season.
I agree. At the very least, after Latvia. She didn't leave. They didn't get on a plane after brunch.
I can't imagine them doing... I feel like there's more to it that they're going to show us at some point, too.
More to this interview?
I feel like it's after the whole season, and they're going to go through the rest of it at some point.
Can you imagine?
So just get ready for that, folks.
I'm ready for it, but I'm not excited. You know,
this is something they should have showed us on Facebook Live. Like,
that's exactly what I wrote down.
At what's happened so far in the season. Why did you do this? I couldn't even wrap my head around it. Like I said, there's a couple reasons I didn't mind it as much, but it's ridiculous. We didn't get anything. Rim and AB are Bachelor scheduled, and the way the episode goes, we need it to go a certain way. It's got to start out with a one-on-one, then we get a group date, then we get another one-on-one, we get a little drama at a rose ceremony, and then, or a cocktail hour, and then we get a rose ceremony. If it's not that, we're not going to love it.
You know, we do like, especially at the beginning of the end of the season, when they switch stuff up, we do.
We like
but this was completely empty calories.
Yeah.
Nonsense. We don't like this. You want me to go through what they went through?
No. Legitimately,
no. No. We're not doing this for an hour.
No.
You're going to like this, AB. It's a funny bit.
Okay, you got something cooking?
Y'all just have to trust me, okay? Hannah says they're sitting down in the mansion, okay? Months after Latvia. Okay. Hannah says, I don't see how at this point. Okay. This is just insane. Chris is leading her, trying to get her to say that she doesn't know if she can keep going. That's what Chris is doing here. He's doing his job. Who knows if it was his idea? I don't want to blame
him
for this.
Listen, he's the front man. The big producers told him what he needed to do. He's just the front man. Don't take this out on Chris, everybody.
No. Hannah says, I don't see at this point how I'm going to get to where I need to be at the end. Okay. Premise established. Lee doesn't know if she can continue. It's a bullshit premise, but it's now
especially
stated,
considering this is probably after the season took place and she might be engaged as she's saying that. Okay.
Here's what they went through. They went through the Scott clip from night one as if that had any bearing on how Hannah feels right now at all. Then they talked about Cam. I'm going to roll through this unless you want to interject.
I would like to interject and just understand what a producer would possibly be thinking would be the benefit of this. None of us have forgotten any of the stuff. It's not like we're having multiple seasons and it's like catch up with last season. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
And even those, like Game of Thrones or something, it's like a 5-minute catch up. It's not a 45-minute catch up.
Game of Thrones is 5 minutes.
Of what's happened. This wasn't there's no break. We didn't need to get caught up. I remember Scott vividly and what happened in that episode. I still remember. It didn't happen that long ago. So who is this for? Because a new person isn't going to watch and sit through the first. The new person isn't going to sit there and be like, they're going to have no idea what's going on. So maybe a new person would like a clip show, but they're not going to watch the first part of the episode to even get to the clip show. So where does logistically this work?
Who is this for?
Who is this for?
Exactly. Then Cam, they talk about Cam. They laugh about his affliction. Okay. Luke, they talk about Luke. Then they talk about Luke versus Luke, which was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Then they talked about what happened in the first hour of this episode. And they play clips that just occurred. They play clips.
Listen, full disclosure here, Rim. I didn't watch this.
That's fine.
After I saw the Scott part, I didn't watch it.
You turned it off. And you literally turned it off.
I literally turned it off.
That's fine.
Because you said... I shouldn't watch. So I didn't know when that part was coming up. So I just said, fuck
it. That's fair.
This is bullshit.
That's fair. I'm a professional, so I watched it. But no, that's fine. You can do it.
So keep going.
Then they played lighthearted moments, kind of bloopers. Then they showed coming up is making out with Tyler. Not coming up. Then they said, you like Tyler? And she's like, I like Tyler. And he's like, you like Peter? And she's like, I like Peter. So we're clearly continuing at this point. That's no longer up in the air because they're talking about the future. And at one point, she says, Luke P is the best kisser of everyone.
Wow.
Which almost fell out of my chair when she said that because they barely even kissed. Since night one, they barely kissed. Yeah. And that's, even if you didn't watch the preview, that's when you knew Luke P's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Then they shame Jonathan for an unseen clip. He did a lame, you remember Jonathan, the short guy, did a shoot your shot thing with
so
the basketball.
So I saw this part. So this was part of it that I must before I turned it off. Yeah, that was embarrassing for Jonathan.
Then you turned it off because after that, Hannah talks about, there was probably 5 minutes on Hannah talking about how she names the pimples on her face.
No, I saw that part too. I saw more than I'm
you
given.
Watched all this.
I saw it. That was okay. Just the thing I was saying.
You know, cute, relatable. This is fine. This is all fine stuff for an online only after show.
Online only.
This would have been great online only content. But you know, on my TV screen, I wanted to break it. By the end, AB, believe it or not, spoiler alert, Hannah is ready to continue her journey. Okay.
Shocker.
Clips for the rest of the season.
No.
Take your headphones out. Unless you
okay,
seriously.
Listen, I'm taking them out.
Okay. Anyone who doesn't want to be spoiled for the season, fast forward. I'll put the timestamp in the episode description. Tyler and Hannah, steamy massage. Listen, Tyler knows
here?
He's hot. We're still going. We got a long ways to go, AB. Mike and Hannah make out, and while Mike is just in his underwear at some point, Pete has some makeout sessions. Freudian slip. Luke has another one-on-one date with his wannabe salmon jacket. That's not a real salmon jacket because it's got I don't know, checkers on it. Garrett and Hannah have a quote naked bungee jump. Don't get me started. AB's not listening, but don't get me started on the naked bungee jump.
Why is this going so long?
I'm just going through them. I'm talking to myself. Can I do a solo podcast with like Colin Cowherd? Should I just be solo, AB, and just rant? Okay. Luke basically, take your headphones
out.
Okay,
you're not done. You're not done.
This is the big time. This is the big one.
Okay, hold up.
Luke basically forbids Hannah from sleeping with anyone else during the fantasy suite. This was the biggest thing of controversy because this revealed kind of the biggest question from the previews is who does she have this sex discussion with towards the end of the season? Hannah is shocked. But to me, it seemed pretty clear he would have an attitude like this. I'm just saying. And the last thing, somebody has a ring and is ready to propose early. My guess is that it's Luke trying to snag her before the first fantasy suite with someone else. AB, come back in. You back, AB?
That was long-winded, Rim.
There's a lot. I'm not exaggerating. I did that as quickly as possible.
Did they show everything? Did they ruin the season?
Yes. They didn't ruin the season. Mostly because I want people to keep listening to our show and keep watching The Bachelorette so we can enjoy it together. But they revealed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the previews up to this point, led to some questions. Who has this discussion with Hannah about sex in the fantasy suites? And then, so they answered that blatantly and they basically said what would happen as a result of that. And then they also brought up a new thing that is big.
Wow. I'm excited.
And you can basically tell who gets hometown / fantasy suites. It's good that you don't know. I'm jealous that you don't know. Okay. Anything else on this episode, AB?
No.
Okay. I mean, you're
no, like I've said, this is the worst episode I've ever seen.
Oh, you didn't say you didn't say that.
Like I've said, Rim.
All right. AB's been firm on this. Worst episode of all time. All right, let's go to the mailbag. 773-234-7794. Last week, AB asked, in a weird way, I think, do you want Mike for Bachelor? It was something like, who should be the Bachelor? If not Mike, then who? It was kind of almost accusatory, I want to say, but...
Yeah, if you don't want Mike to be the Bachelor, because I know there's some people out there, who do you want?
The majority of our mailbag responses were very pro Mike for Bachelor. Sarah in Minnesota. I want Mike for Bachelor. I love that smile.
Okay. Yeah. Who doesn't?
We didn't mention his smile when Garrett was telling everybody that Luke said Mike's name and he was geeking behind Garrett. You could barely see it. I posted the clip on Twitter. It's very funny. Mike is smiling hard and it was hilarious. He's the best. If it's not him, my second choice would be Tyler. I like his James Dean vibe. That's Sarah from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Ash from California. It has to be Mike the Bachelor. Don't forget that Hannah was nervous and a hot mess her entire time on Colton season. So that's kind of forgiving Mike's nervousness during his one-on-one. He's magnetic, handsome, romantic, an incredible listener. And AB, believe it or not, Ash from California thinks Mike has the best smile in the game. I don't know if I was shocked by that. Next, Julia from Boston. 100% it needs to be Mike as the next batch. I'm reading these in order of how they came in, not heavy.
That's just how they came
this
in.
This is how the people are doing. He's charismatic, interesting backstory, ready for love.
Should we do a Mike exclusive podcast? I feel like that would get big numbers.
It would, you know, if we just changed the name of the podcast to hashtag Mike for Bachelor, we'd probably just get a bunch more listeners than we have right now. This is from a number. I think Mike would be a great bachelor. There aren't many other guys on this season that could carry it like he could, including Pilot Pete and Jed. Next one, Laura from PDX, Mike for Bachelor. If I had to pick someone from another season, Clay from Becca's season, if he could get a little boost of charisma.
No, Clay is on Bachelor in Paradise, I saw, right?
Clay is on Bachelor in Paradise, good point. Michelle from Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm not sure we're going to have time to go through all Bachelor in Paradise today, frankly, but we will at some point. Mike is the only choice, says Michelle. Someone wrote in John Paul Jones for Bachelor. That's funny, that's cute.
That's funny.
Be serious.
Yeah, come on. This is a serious big business here.
Cameron in New Orleans first says that Rim and AB need to get to New Orleans for some beignets.
That's a fact.
We gotta do it. This is not a joke. We have
That's
to.
Not a joke. We joke about a lot of them. Like, we're not ever going to.
We're not going to.
We're not going to Scotland together. No. We're not ever going to Scotland together.
I'll get
but
to Scotland.
We will be going to New Orleans at some point together, and we'll be eating the beignets.
Oh my
period.
God. Oh my goodness. That's not a joke.
That's not
there
a joke.
People like, oh, there go Rim and AB again. Snap out of it. We're going. Cameron in New Orleans says Mike for Bachelor for sure. He's charming and seems like he really wants to find love. And Cameron also says none of the other guys would be good enough. Tyler could not keep up all his lines with 30 women.
Okay, Rim, enough with the Mike ones. Let's read some other ones.
I'm just telling you the responses. There's no non-Mike ones. Here's
okay,
one.
So it's all Mike.
I really want Pilot Pete to be the Bachelor. He reminds me a lot of Blake, and I think he would do great. See, when I say
wait, anybody else, you just shake your head.
Like, nah, he can do it.
No, yeah. Well, that's why I asked the question, so they could say someone else. I'd roast them. Pete reminds you of the guy that couldn't even host one of those side bachelor parties they did on the opening episode. You remember that episode?
I do remember that. Pete would have been even worse at that. Blake, I'll say Blake. That about Blake. Yeah. I think Pete would be fine. Pete gets the big Ben Higgins comparison. Someone else said that here. Katie from Charlotte. If it's not Mike, I want it to be Peter. Everyone who wants somebody else prefaces it by saying,
I want it to be Mike.
It's got to be Mike. He gives off major Ben Higgins vibes and seems charming, but not too smooth. Example, that awkward pool table makeout. So here's one from Phoebe in New York that made me laugh. What if they shake things up and Tyler C and Mike become the first interracial duo to be bachelors? I'd be on board with that. Tyler C and Mike seem to have a little something there. Thank you to everyone who texted in about that. A couple from this episode while AB thinks of a question for next week. Vanessa from Michigan now understands why AB closes his eyes for the previews. I feel spoiled after seeing that coming up next content. Shame on you, ABC. Sarah from Philadelphia said, why did they need that filler? They could have just shown Tyler doing anything. Showering, sleeping. I'm not picky. A lot of Tyler stands out there, AB. Okay. It's a good looking guy. And his pants. I mean, if you have an eye for that stuff.
What do you mean his pants?
His pants are his booty's popping and the pants are rocking, AB. The guy wears tight pants and he has a reason to. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
If you haven't noticed it yet, you'll notice it now, and it's a sight. It's a sight to behold.
He's thick. Is that what you're telling me? He's got some thickness
to
his...
C's. Thick.
Triple C's. Thick. Who knew that in all the Tyler right spots, was that thick?
It really, two moments. One, when he was getting ready. It was a gratuitous ass shot of Tyler when he was getting ready for the rose ceremony. It was quick, but it was there. And then even when they were walking into the concert after his one-on-one date,
yeah,
he always wears white pants. And there's a reason for that. He walked in and it was just, maybe it was the light, but it was like, Tyler...
Blood Tyler's
popping them things.
Who would have thought this would turn into this?
It really, it's true though. Everyone who watches, except you apparently, knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's really, it's there. It's there. And he knows it. And whether that's a turn off or a turn on for you, okay, he knows it. We're going to see more of Tyler's boo. We haven't seen the last of that thing, AB. AB, what's next week's mailbag question?
This week, Bachelor tested our patience, Rim. Okay? They did something unprecedented and unacceptable. But we made it through. Okay?
Together.
We made it to the other side.
Yes.
What would Bachelor have to do to make you never watch an episode again?
Ooh, a little thought experiment, AB.
Yeah.
We're not going to get any responses because the answer is nothing. None of us are going anywhere.
Yeah,
but theoretically... If we had, you know, convictions.
Because they've done some really shitty stuff, and this might top the list somehow.
Clip show.
What else would they have to do?
An unannounced clip show is among their most egregious offenses.
Absolutely.
I have to agree with you there. Okay, 773-234-7794. That's the number for the mailbag. Thanks to everyone who texted in. Quick batch bracket fantasy league update. A reminder, if you're in the top 127 at the end of the season, you're eligible for the prize. I am number 318. Out of 913 with a score of 125. Nicole W. leads the pack with 178. Kim D. and Lillian C., along with Melissa B., have 174. Christina R. and Kristen M. have 172. It looks like AB's looking to score up. I don't know if he's got there yet. Maybe I'll keep filibustering. He might not be looking to score up. I have 125. Quick reminder. I'm not in the top 127. I'm not eligible for the prize. What's the prize going to be? That's kind of the excitement of it. Who knows? Is it a personal? Find the fucking score, AB. Come on.
Okay, Rim, I got the score here. I'm number 389 of 913 with a score of 112.
That's not great.
No.
Okay, our top four power rankings, AB. Big, big, big shakeup in my top four. I'm going to start with number four, Jed. Number three is Peter. Number two, who I eliminated from contention last week, number two is Luke. And number one is now Tyler C. Gun to my head, I think it comes down to Tyler C and Luke at the end.
Luke P. Okay.
There's no Luke to speak of.
Wow.
Luke S. ain't walking through that door. AB, you didn't see the previews, pal.
Yeah. You didn't see the previews.
Makes me want to shake up my top four right now, right on the spot. But I won't.
I mean, I'm basically spoiled because of the preview. Like, I am unspoiled by the book definition.
Yeah.
But anyone who saw the preview has so much more knowledge about what's going to happen than someone who doesn't. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go number four, Mike. Number three, Jed. Number two, Tyler. Number one, Peter. I don't know if I believe that may have been almost exactly my last week. Nothing's changed my mind. I mean, we received less than a half of a regular episode of information, and most of the guys I think that are the prominent pieces to this season didn't factor into the show, so nothing's really changed here.
You're 100% right. But if you kept watching, you would have.
I didn't remember my picks. I got Peter winning over Mike in my Bachelor bracket.
Whoa.
See, I got a shot.
Whoa. All right, AB, do you have the Bachelor headline of the week?
Yes.
Ooh. Shocks me every time.
This is from TVGuide.com. Liam Matthews. Congratulations, The Bachelorette. you played yourself.
I'll tell you what, this is my favorite segment every week. It gets me every time.
You played yourself, and that's exactly how I felt. You played yourself, Chris Harrison.
So that headline is directed towards the franchise, the show. Congratulations, yeah, comma, the Bachelorette. God, that's funny. That is funny.
Congratulations, comma, the Bachelorette. You played yourself.
The Bachelor headline of the week is brought to you by Podchaser. Thank you to everyone who has reviewed on Podchaser. We appreciate it. Because of you, we are now up to number 2 in the universe on Podchaser. Like I said, number 1 is unattainable.
Wow. Thank you, everyone.
But now we're up to number 2. And I tell you what, I like reading those reviews. And the people who stick around on Podchaser, I'll follow. If you write a review, I follow you for my personal profile. So I like to interact with the people, AB. Podchaser, fire our website. We'll see. Like you said, it's the crypto. It's like a crypto.
We're gonna strike it hot, yeah.
Our social media is popping, I must say.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Big night on Twitter, AB, last night, at Rosecast Podcast. Basically, if you take a picture of Mike and post it, you get a billion retweets. I figured out the formula. Take a picture of Mike smiling and just post it. No context. Yeah, that's how you do it. Get the people buzzing. So that's going well. Got Facebook / Rosecast. Got Facebook / Rosecast Podcast. And Instagram @ Rosecast Podcast. We have recently jumped into the world of Instagram stories, which are
Instagram TV, Rim. Don't
Instagram
about TV, that.
Excuse me. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
That's what I thought.
Which are just longer clips. They're great. But you want to talk about a confusing thing to set up. For all the nerds out there, they got the aspect ratios are different from the preview to when you're looking at the fullest episodes to when you're looking and you're just your array. It's insane. It's insane what Instagram has done with these TV things. I need consistent aspect ratios to set these up. Otherwise, it looks ridiculous.
Nobody cares about this, Rim.
It's people who do social media are pulling their hair out over Instagram TV. I got to tell you.
So you're saying everyone needs to watch it because it's
everyone needs
so
to watch
difficult.
It. Okay. Well, just appreciate how hard appreciate it was to set up Rim, and get the ratios right. And that's @ Rosecast Podcast. Thank you for listening, everyone. That's all we have next week or this week. Next week, hopefully we have even more. Be sure to subscribe on
Apple
Podcasts.
Somehow ran late.
What's that?
We somehow ran late on an episode that was only 45 minutes of content.
There's a lot to cut. Your daughter burst in. You remember that viral clip of the dude talking on CNN?
London
his kid
or something?
Came running in. Yeah. That's kind of what happened with your daughter talking about grilled cheese or some bullshit. We're going to have to cut that out. And make sure to listen on Spotify and share the episode on Spotify to your Instagram story and tag Rosecast Podcast. Thank you. Anything else, AB? You got a big sign off? Yeah. Big goodbye. Big planned. Big plans.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for visiting the TeePublic store. One more deal, one more little plug for that. Link in bio.
Get your gear.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.